National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finchburg, said during the year 2014, they embarked on a sports anti-crime campaign, and this was a huge success. She said they will continue to implement the findings from this program as they continue their work on juvenile justice reform in 2015.
In the months of March to April, we would have executed a sports anti-crime campaign where we looked at 16 communities where we would have partnered with the Ministry of Tourism, Sports and Culture, where sports department was the facilitating agency for the purpose of officiating the games. We use a sport of Street 20 cricket, and it concluded on the 5th and 6th of April 2014 at the Hard Court at Annasville Sporting Complex, where there was a family from the Barrally team or community that emerged as the winner, and prizes and tokens were awarded. That in itself was a success, where we looked at families with the propensity to create increased communication skills amongst families, where the communities and family lifestyles tend to contribute towards alternative lifestyles amongst youth.
Mrs. Finchburg said they are also working on developing the legislative side of the juvenile justice reform, with the establishment of the Child Justice Bill and the National Court Diversion Program.
Outside of that, we have done a lot of support with institutions and are continuing that into the new year. We have also pending the Child Justice Bill, which we are working through the Attorney General's chambers to produce. And we also have the first ever National Court Diversion Program that we are in the process of developing, that will be a complement to the proposed bill.
Mrs. Finchburg also outlined what the National Court Diversion Program will entail and how it will work. She added that they will also be working on a lot of programs in 2015, which will all aim to strengthen the Juvenile Justice Reform Program.
It seeks to provide an umbrella structure and body which will officiate or adjudicate over non-court-related matters, and will provide alternative support through probation services so that children and youth can get a second chance at life in on a whole, and a second chance through alternatives due to skills training opportunities, employment and education opportunities, and therapeutic interventions. So I think in a nutshell that sums up, on average, some of the major activities that we would have executed, and we have a lot more in store in the new year.
National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finchburg. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.